and served you. You, youngest god, having enjoyed his fuel, did vanquish those of old, though they were mighty. Vadryasva's Agni evermore has vanquished his foes with heroes who had pressed the Soma. Lord of bright rays, you burnt up the battle, subduing as our help even mighty foemen. This Agni of Vadryasva, Vritra slayer, lit from of old, must be invoked with homage. As such assail our enemies, Vadryasva, whether the foes be strangers or be kinsmen. Hymn 70. Apris. Enjoy, O Agni, this my fuel. Welcome the ghee-filled ladle where we pour libation. Rise up for worship of the gods, wise Agni, on the earth's height, while days are bright with beauty. May he who goes before the gods come here with steeds whose shapes are varied, Narashansa. May he, most godlike, speed our offered viands with homage, godward, on the path of order. Men with oblations, Lord, most constant Agni, and pray him to perform an envoy's duty. With lightly rolling chariot and best draft horses, bring the gods hither and sit down as Hotar. May the delight of God spread out transversely. May it be with us long in length and fragrant. O holy grass divine, with friendly spirit, bring you the willing gods whose chief is Indra. Touch you the far-extending height of heaven, or spring apart to suit the wide earth's measure. Yearning you doors with those sublime in greatness, seize eagerly the heavenly chariot that comes. Here in this shrine may dawn and night, the daughters of heaven, the skillful goddesses, be seated. In your wide lap, auspicious willing ladies, may the gods seat them with a willing spirit. Up stands the stone. High burns the fire enkindled. Aditi's lap contains the friendly natures. You two chief priests who serve at this our worship, may you, more skilled, win for us rich possessions. On our wide grass three goddesses be seated, for you have we prepared and made it pleasant. May Ila, she whose foot drops ghee, the goddess, taste manlike sacrifice and well-set presents. Since you, god Tvashtar, have made beauty perfect, since you have been the Angiras's companion, willing, most wealthy, giver of possessions, grant us the gods' assembly, you who know. Well knowing, binding with your cord, bring hither, lord of the wood, the deity's assembly. The god prepare and season our oblations. May heaven and earth be gracious to my calling, Agni. Bring hither Varuna to help us, Indra from heaven, from air's mid-realm, the Maruts. On sacred grass all holy ones be seated, and let the immortal gods rejoice in Svaha. Hymn 71. Jnanam. When men, Brihaspati, giving names to objects, sent out Vaks, first and earliest utterances, all that was excellent and spotless, treasured within them, was disclosed through their affection. Where, like men cleansing corn flour in a sieve, the wise in spirit have created language, friends see and recognize the marks of friendship, their speech retains the blessed sign imprinted. With sacrifice the trace of Vak they followed, and found her harbouring within the rishis. They brought her, dealt her forth in many places. Seven singers make her tones resound in concert. One man has never seen Vak, and yet he sees. One man has hearing, but has never heard her. But to another she has shown her beauty as a fond, well-dressed woman to her husband. One man they call a laggard, dull in friendship. They never urge him on to deeds of valour. He wanders on in profitless illusion. The voice he heard yields neither fruit nor blossom. No part in Vark has he who has abandoned his own dear friend who knows the truth of friendship. Even if he hears her, still in vain he listens. Naught knows he of the path of righteous action. Unequal in the quickness of their spirit, are friends endowed alike with eyes and hearing. Some look like tanks that reach the mouth or shoulder, others like pools of water fit to bathe in. When friendly Brahmans sacrifice together with mental impulse which the heart has fashioned, they leave one far behind through their attainments, and some who count as Brahmans wander elsewhere. Those men who step not back and move not forward, nor Brahmans nor preparers of libations, having attained to Vark in sinful fashion, spin out their thread in ignorance like spinsters. All friends are joyful in the friend who comes in triumph, having conquered in assembly. He is their blame averter, food provider, prepared is he, and fit for deed of vigor. One plies his constant task, reciting verses, one sings the holy psalm in Sakvari measures. One more, the Brahman, tells the lore of being, and one lays down the rules of sacrificing. Hymn 72. The Gods. Let us with tuneful skill proclaim these generations of the gods, that one may see them when these hymns are chanted in a future age. These Brahmanaspati produced, with blast and smelting like a smith, existence in an earlier age of gods, from non-existence sprang. Existence in the earliest age of gods, from non-existence sprang. Thereafter were the regions born. This sprang from the productive power. Earth sprang from the productive power, the regions from the earth were born. Daksha was born of Aditi, and Aditi was Daksha's child. For Aditi, O Daksha, she who is your daughter, was brought forth. After her were the blessed gods born, sharers of immortal life. When you, O gods, in yonder deep, close clasping one another stood, thence, as of dancers, from your feet a thickening cloud of dust arose. When, O you gods, like yatis, you caused all existing things to grow, then you brought Surya forward, who was lying hidden in the sea. Eight are the sons of Aditi, who from her body sprang to life. With seven she went to meet the gods, she cast Martanda far away. So with her seven sons, Aditi went forth to meet the earlier age. She brought Martanda thitherward to spring to life and die again. Hymn 73. Indra. You were born mighty for victorious valor, exulting, strongest, full of pride and courage. There, even there, the Marut strengthened Indra when his most rapid mother stirred the hero. There, with fiends' ways, even Prishni was seated. With much laudation they exalted Indra, as if encompassed by the mighty-footed, from darkness near at hand, forth came the children. High are your feet when on your way you go. The strength you found here has lent you vigor. You hold a thousand hyenas in your mouth, O Indra, may you turn the Ashwins hither. Speeding at once to sacrifice, you come for friendship, you are bringing both Nasatyas. You had a thousand treasures in possession, the Ashwins, O you hero, gave you riches. Glad for the race that rests on holy order, with friends who hasten to their goal, as Indra with these his magic powers assailed the Dasyu. He cast away the gloomy mists, the darkness. Two of like name for him did you demolish, as Indra striking down the chariot of Oshas. With your beloved lofty friends you came, and with the assurance of your heart you slew. War-loving Namuchi you smote, robbing the Dasa of his magic for the Rishi. For man, you made ready pleasant pathways, paths leading as it were directly Godward. These names of yours you have fulfilled completely, as Lord you boldest in your arm, O Indra. In you, through your great might, the gods are joyful. The roots of trees have you directed upward. May the sweet Soma juices make him happy to cast his goit that lies in depth of waters. You from the udder, which over earth is fastened, have poured the milk into the kine and herbage. When others call him offspring of the courser, my meaning is that mighty power produced him. He came from Manyu and remained in houses. Whence he has sprung is known to Indra only. Like birds of beauteous wing, the Priyamedhas, rishis imploring, have come nigh to Indra. Dispel the darkness and fill full our vision. Deliver us as men whom snares entangle. Hymn 74. Indra. I am prepared to praise with song or worship the noble ones who are in earth and heaven, or coursers who have triumphed in the contest, or those who famed have won the prize with glory. Their call, the call of gods, went up to heaven. They kissed the ground with glory-seeking spirit. There where the gods look on for happy fortune, and like the kindly heavens bestow their bounties. This is the song of those immortal beings who long for treasures in their full perfection. May these completing prayers and sacrifices bestow upon us wealth where naught is wanting. Those living men extolled your deed, O Indra, those who want to burst through the stall of cattle, wanting to milk her who bore but once, great, lofty, whose sons are many and her streams past number. Sachivan, win to your assistance Indra who never bends, who overcomes his foemen, Ribhukshan, Maghavan, the hymn's upholder, who, rich in food, bears man's kind friend, the thunder. Since he who won of old anew has triumphed, Indra has earned his name of Vritraslayer. He has appeared the mighty lord of conquest. What would we have him do, let him accomplish. Hymn 75. The Rivers. The singer, O you waters in Vivasvan's place, shall tell your grandeur forth that is beyond compare. The rivers have come forward triply, seven and seven. Sindhu in might surpasses all the streams that flow. Varuna cut the channels for your forward course, O Sindhu, when you ran on to win the race. You speed over precipitous ridges on the earth, when you are lord and leader of these moving floods. His roar is lifted up to heaven above the earth. He puts forth endless vigor with a flash of light. Like floods of rain that fall in thunder from the cloud, so Sindhu rushes on, bellowing like a bull. Like mothers to their calves, like milk kine with their milk, so Sindhu, to you the roaring rivers run. You lead as a warrior king your army's wings, when you come in the van of these swift streams. Favour you this, my lord, O Ganga, Yamuna, O Sutudri, Purushni, and Saraswati. With Asikni, Vitasta, O Marudvridha, O Arjikiya, with Sushoma hear my call. First, with Tishtama, you are eager to flow forth, with Rasa and Susartu, and with Svetya here, with Kubha, and with these Sindhu and Mehatnu, you seek in your course Krumu and Gomati. Flashing and whitely gleaming in her mightiness, she moves along her ample volumes through the realms, most active of the active, Sindhu unrestrained, like to a dappled mare, beautiful, fair to see. Rich in good steeds is Sindhu, rich in chariots and robes, rich in gold, nobly fashioned, rich in ample wealth. Blessed Silamavati and young Urnavati invest themselves with raiment rich in store of sweets. Sindhu has yoked her chariot, light rolling drawn by steeds, and with that chariot shall she win booty in this fight. So have I praised its power, mighty and unrestrained, of independent glory, roaring as it runs. Hymn 76. Press Stones. I grasp at you when power and strength begin to dawn. Bid you Indra and the Maruts, heaven and earth, that day and night in every hall of sacrifice may wait on us and bless us when they first spring forth. Press the libation out, most excellent of all. The pressing stone is grasped like a hand-guided steed. So let it win the valor that subdues the foe, and the fleet courser's might that speeds to ample wealth. Juice that this stone pours out removes defect of ours, as in old time it brought prosperity to man. At sacrifices they established holy rites on Tvashtar's milk-blend juice bright with the hue of steeds. Drive you the treacherous demons far away from us, keep Nirriti afar and banish penury. Pour riches forth for us with troops of hero sons, and bear you up, O stones, the song that visits gods. To you, who are more mighty than the heavens themselves, who, finishing your task with more than Vibhvan's speed, more rapidly than Vayu seize the Soma juice, better than Agni, give us food, to you I sing. Stirred be the glorious stones, let it press out the juice, the stone with heavenly song that reaches up to heaven. There where the men draw forth the honey for which they long, sending their voice around in rivalry of speed, the stones press out the Soma, swift as chariot-borne men, and, eager for the spoil, drain forth the sap thereof. To fill the beaker, they exhaust the udder's store, as the men purify oblations with their lips. You, present men, have been most skillful in your work, even you, O stones who pressed Soma for Indra's drink. May all you have of fare go to the heavenly race, and all your treasure to the earthly worshipper. Hymn 77. Maruts. As with their voice from cloud they sprinkle treasure, so are the wise man's liberal sacrifices. I praise their company that merits worship as the good Marut's priest to pay them honour. The youths have wrought their ornaments for glory through many nights, this noble band of Maruts. Like stags, the sons of Deos have striven onward, the sons of Aditi grown strong like pillars. They who extend beyond earth and heaven by their own mass, as from the cloud spreads Surya. Like mighty heroes covetous of glory, like heavenly gallants who destroy the wicked. When you come nigh as in the depth of waters, the earth is loosened, as it were, and shaken. This your all-feeding sacrifice approaches, come all united, fraught with ritual foods. You are like horses fastened to the chariot poles, luminous with your beams, with splendor as at dawn. Like self-bright falcons, punishers of wicked men, like hovering birds urged forward, scattering rain around, when you come forth, O Maruts, from the distance, from the great treasury of rich possessions, knowing, O Vasus, boons that should be granted, even from afar, drive back the men who hate us. He who engaged in the rite's final duty brings as a man oblation to the Maruts, wins him life's wealthy fullness. Blessed with heroes, he shall be present too, where gods drink Soma. For these are helps adored at sacrifices, bringing good fortune by their name Adityas. Speeding on chariots, let them protect our praises, delighting in our sacrifice and worship. Hymn 78. Maruts. You by your hymns are like intellectual singers, skillful, inviting gods with sacrifices. Fair to behold like kings, with bright adornment, like spotless gallants, leaders of the people. Like fire with flashing flame, breast bound with chains of gold, like tempest blasts, self-moving, swift to lend your aid. As best of all foreknowers, excellent to guide like Somas, good to guard the man who follows Dharma. Shakers of all, like gales of wind they travel, like tongues of burning fires in their effulgence. Mighty are they as warriors clad in armor, and, like the Father's prayers, most bounteous givers. Like spokes of chariot wheels, in one nave united, ever victorious like heavenly heroes, shedding their precious balm like youthful suitors, they raise their voice and chant their psalm as singers. They who are fleet to travel like the noblest steeds, long to obtain the prize like bounteous charioteers, like waters speeding on with their precipitous floods, like omniform Angirases with Sama hymns. Born from the stream, like pressed stones are the princes, forever like the stones that crush in pieces. Sons of a beauteous mother, like playful children, like a great host upon the march with splendor, like rays of dawn, the visitors of sacrifice, they shine with ornaments as eager to be bright. Like rivers hastening on, glittering with their spears, from far away they measure out the distances. Gods, send us happiness and make us wealthy, letting us singers prosper, O you Maruts. Bethink you of our praise and of our friendship. You from of old have riches to vouchsafe us. Hymn 79. Agni. I have beheld the might of this great being, immortal in the midst of tribes of mortals. His jaws now open and now shut together, much they devour, insatiately chewing. His eyes are turned away, his head is hidden, unsated with his tongue, he consumes the fuel. With hands upraised, with reverence in the houses, for him they quickly bring his food together, seeking, as it were, his mother's secret bosom, he, like a child, creeps on through widespread bushes. One he finds glowing like hot food made ready, and kissing deep within the earth's recesses. This Dharma, I tell you, earth and heaven, the infant at his birth, devours his parents. No knowledge of the God have I, a mortal, yea, Agni knows best, for he has wisdom. This man who quickly gives him food, who offers his gifts of ghee and butter and supports him, him with his thousand eyes he closely looks on. You show him your face from all sides, Agni. Agni, have you committed sin or treason among the gods? In ignorance, I ask you. Playing, not playing, he gold-hued and toothless has cut his food up as the knife a victim. He born in wood has yoked his horses, rushing in all directions, held with reins that glitter. The well-born friend has charioted his food with vasus in all his limbs. He has increased and prospered. Hymn 80. Agni. Agni bestows the fleet prize-winning courser. Agni, the hero famed and firm in duty. Agni pervades and decks the earth and heaven, and fills the fruitful woman who teems with heroes. Blessed be the wood that feeds the active Agni. Within the two great worlds has Agni entered. Agni impels a single man to battle, and with him rends in pieces many a foeman. Agni rejoiced the chariot of him who praised him, and from the waters burnt away Jarutha. Agni saved Atri in the fiery cavern, and made Nrimedha rich with troops of children. Agni has granted wealth that decks the hero, and sent the sage who wins 1,000 cattle. Agni has made oblations rise to heaven. To every place are Agni's laws extended. With songs of praise the rishis call on Agni. On Agni, heroes worsted in the foray. Birds flying in the region call on Agni. Around 1,000 cattle, Agni wanders. Races of human birth pay Agni worship. Men who have sprung from Nahu's line adore him. Established in holy ghee is Agni's pasture, on the Gandharva path of Dharma and order. The Ribhus fabricated prayer for Agni, and we with mighty hymns have called on Agni. Agni, most youthful god, protect the singer, win us by worship, Agni, great possessions. Hymn 81. Vishwakarman. He who sat down as Hotar priest, the Rishi, our father, offering up all things existing, he, seeking through his wish a great possession, came among men on earth as archetypal. What was the place whereon he took his station? What was it that supported him? How was it? Whence Vishwakarman, seeing all, producing the earth, with mighty power disclosed the heavens? He who has eyes on all sides round about him, a mouth on all sides, arms and feet on all sides, he, the sole God producing earth and heaven, welds them with his arms as wings together. What was the tree? What wood in truth produced it, from which they fashioned out the earth and heaven? You thoughtful men inquire within your spirit whereon he stood when he established all things. Nine highest, lowest, sacrificial natures, and these your midmost here, O Vishwakarman, teach you your friends at sacrifice, O blessed, and come thyself exalted to our worship. Bring you thyself exalted with oblation, O Vishwakarman, earth and heaven to worship. Let other men around us live in folly here. Let us have a rich and liberal patron. Let us invoke today to aid our labor the Lord of Speech, the thought-swift Vishwakarman. May he hear kindly all our invocations, who gives all bliss for aid, whose works are righteous. Hymn 82. Vishwakarman. The Father of the Eye, the wise in spirit, created both these worlds submerged in ghee. Then when the eastern ends were firmly fastened, the heavens and the earth were far extended. Mighty in mind and power is Vishwakarman, maker, disposer, and most lofty presence. Their offerings joy in rich juice, where they value one, only one, beyond the seven rishis. Father who made us, he who, as disposer, knows all races and all things existing, even he alone, the deity's name-giver, him other beings seek for information. To him in sacrifice they offered treasures, rishis of old, in numerous troops as singers, who in the distant, near, and lower region made ready all these things that have existence. That which is earlier than this earth and heaven, before the asuras and gods had being, what was the germ primeval which the waters received where all the gods were seen together? The waters, they received that germ primeval wherein the gods were gathered all together. It rested set upon the unborn's navel, that one wherein abide all things existing. You will not find him who produced these creatures. Another thing has risen up among you. Enwrapped in misty cloud, with lips that stammer, hymn chanters wander and are discontented. Hymn 83. Manyu. He who has reverenced you, Manyu, destructive bolt, breathes for himself forthwith all-conquering energy. Arya and Dasa will we conquer with your aid, with you the conqueror, with conquest, conquest sped. Manyu was Indra, yea, the god was Manyu. Manyu was Hotar, Varuna, Jatavedas. The tribes of human lineage worship Manyu. Accordant with your fervor, Manyu, guard us. Come hither, Manyu, mightier than the mighty. Chase with your fervor for ally our foeman. Slayer of foes, of Vritra and of Dasyu, bring you to us all kinds of wealth and treasure. For you are Manyu of surpassing vigor, fierce, queller of the foe, and self-existent, shared by all men, victorious, subduer. Vouchsafe to us superior strength in battles. I have departed still without a portion, wise God. According to your will, the mighty, I, feeble man, was wroth you, O Manyu, I am myself. Come you to give me vigor, come hither. I am all your own, advancing turn you to me, victorious, all-supporter. Come to me, Manyu, wielder of the thunder. Bethink you of your friend and slay the Dasyus. Approach and on my right hand hold your station. So shall we slay a multitude of foemen, the best of honey I offer to support you. May we be first to drink thereof in quiet. Hymn 84. Manyu. Borne on with you, O Manyu, joined by Maruts, let our brave men, impetuous, bursting forward, march on like flames of fire in form, exulting with pointed arrows, sharpening their weapons. Flashing like fire, be you, O conquering Manyu, invoked, O victor, as our army's leader. Slay you our foes, distribute their possessions, show forth your vigor, scatter those who hate us. O Manyu, overcome you our assailant on, breaking, slaying, crushing down the foemen. They have not hindered your impetuous vigor. Mighty, soul-born, you make them your subjects. Alone or many, you are worshipped. Manyu, sharpen the spirit of each clan for battle. With you to aid, O you of perfect splendor, we will uplift the glorious shout for conquest. Unyielding, bringing victory like Indra, O Manyu, be you here our sovereign ruler. To your dear name, O victor, we sing praises. We know the spring from which you are come hither, twin-born with power, destructive bolt of thunder, the highest conquering might is yours, subduer. Be friendly to us in your spirit, Manyu, O much invoked, in shock of mighty battle. For spoil let Varuna and Manyu give us the wealth of both sides gathered and collected. And let our enemies with stricken spirits, overwhelmed with terror, slink away defeated. Hymn 85. Surya's Bridal. Truth is the base that bears the earth. By Surya are the heavens sustained. By Dharma the Aditya stands secure, and Soma holds his place in heaven. By Soma are the Aditya strong, by Soma mighty is the earth. Thus Soma in the midst of all these constellations has his place. One thinks when they have brayed the plant that he has drunk the Soma's juice of him whom Brahmans truly know as Soma, no one ever tastes. Soma, secured by sheltering rules, guarded by hymns in Brihati, you stand listening to the stones, none tastes of you who dwells on earth. When they begin to drink you, then, O God, you swell out again. Vayu is Soma's guardian god. The moon is that which shapes the years. Rebhi was her dear bridal friend, and Narashansi led her home. Lovely was Surya's robe. She came to that which Gatha had adorned. Thought was the pillow of her couch. Sight was the unguent for her eyes. Her treasury was earth and heaven when Surya went to her lord. Hymns were the cross bars of the pole. Kurira meter-decked the chariot. The bridesman were the Ashwin pair. Agni was leader of the train. Soma was he who wooed the maid. The groomsmen were both Ashwins when the sun god Savitar bestowed his willing Surya on her lord. Her spirit was the bridal chariot. The covering thereof was heaven. Bright were both steers that drew it when Surya approached her husband's home. Your steers were ready, kept in place by holy verse and Sama hymn. All chariot were your two chariot wheels. Your path was tremulous in the sky. Clean as you went were your wheels. Wind was the axle fastened there. Surya, proceeding to her lord, mounted a spirit-fashioned chariot. The bridal pomp of Surya, which Savitar started, moved along. In Magha days are oxen slain. In Arjuni's they wed the bride. When on your three-wheeled chariot, O Ashwins, you came as wooers to Surya's bridal, then all the gods agreed to your proposal. Pushan, as son, elected you as fathers. O you two lords of lustre, then when you to Surya's wooing came, where was one chariot wheel of yours? Where stood you for the sire's command? The Brahmans by their seasons know, O Surya, those two wheels of yours. One kept concealed, those only who are skilled in highest truths have learned. To Surya and the deities, to Mitra and to Varuna, who know aright the thing that is, this adoration have I paid. By their own power, these twain in close succession move, they go as playing children round the sacrifice. One of the pair beholds all existing things, the other orders seasons and is born again. He born afresh is new, and new forever ensign of days he goes before the morning's coming. He orders for the gods their portion. The moon prolongs the days of our existence. Mount this all-shaped, gold-hued, with strong wheels fashioned of Kinsuka and Salmali, light-rolling. Bound for the world of life immortal, Surya, make for your lord a happy bridal journey. Rise up from hence. This maiden has a husband. I, Lord Visvavasu, with hymns and homage, seek in her father's home another fair one, and find the portion from of old assigned you. Rise up from hence, Visvavasu. With reverence we worship you. Seek you another willing maid, and with her husband leave the bride. Straight in direction be the paths, and thornless, whereon our fellows travel to the wooing. Let Aryaman and Bhaga lead us. Perfect, O gods, the union of the wife and husband. Now from the noose of Varuna I free you, wherewith most blessed Savitar has bound you. In Dharma's seat, to the world of virtuous action, I give you up uninjured with your consort. Hence, and not thence, I send these free. I make you softly fettered there, that bounteous Indra, she may live blessed in her fortune and her sons. Let Pushan take your hand and hence conduct you. May the two Ashwins on their chariot transport you. Go to the house to be the household's mistress, and speak as lady to your gathered people. Happy be you and prosper with your children here. Be vigilant to rule your household in this home. Closely unite your body with this man, your lord. So shall you, full of years, address your company. Her hue is blue and red. The fiend who clings close is driven off. Well thrive the kinsmen of this bride. The husband is bound fast in bonds. Give you the woolen robe away. Deal treasure to the Brahman priests. This female fiend has got her feet, and as a wife attends her lord. Unlovely is his body when it glistens with this wicked fiend. what time the husband wraps about his limbs the garment of his wife. Consumptions from her people, which follow the bride's resplendent train, these let the holy gods again bear to the place from which they came. Let not the highway thieves who lie in ambush find the wedded pair. By pleasant ways let them escape the danger, and let foes depart. Signs of good fortune mark the bride. Come, all of you, and look at her. Wish her prosperity, and then return to your homes again. Pungent is this, and bitter this, filled, as it were, with arrow barbs, empoisoned and not fit for use. The Brahman who knows Surya well deserves the garment of the bride. The fringe, the cloth that decks her head, and then the triply parted robe, behold the hues which Surya wears, these does the Brahman purify. I take your hand in mine for happy fortune, that you may reach old age with me, your husband. Gods, Aryaman, Bhaga, Savitar, Purandhi have given you to be my household's mistress. O Pushan, send her on as most auspicious, her who shall be the sharer of my pleasures, her who shall twine her loving arms about me and welcome all my love and mine embraces. For you with bridal train, they first escorted Surya to her home. Give to the husband in return Agni, the wife with progeny. Agni has given the bride again with splendor and with ample life. Long lived be he who is her lord, 100 autumns let him live. Soma obtained her first of all, next the Gandharva was her lord. Agni was your third husband, now one born of woman is your fourth. Soma to the Gandharva, and to Agni the Gandharva gave, and Agni has bestowed on me riches and sons, and this my spouse. Be you not parted, dwell you here, reach the full time of human life, with sons and grandsons, sport and play, rejoicing in your own abode. So may Prajapati bring children forth to us. May Aryaman adorn us till old age come nigh. Not inauspicious enter you, your husband's house, bring blessing to our bipeds and our quadrupeds. Not evil-eyed, no slayer of your husband, bring well-being to cattle, radiant, gentle-hearted, loving the gods, delightful, bearing heroes, bring blessing to our quadrupeds and bipeds. O bounteous Indra, make this bride blessed in her sons and fortunate. Vouchsafe to her 10 sons, and make her husband the 11th man. Over your husband's father and your husband's mother, bear full sway. Over the sister of your lord, over his brothers, rule supreme. So may the universal gods, so may the waters join our hearts. May Matarishvan, Dhatar, and Deshtri together bind us close. Hymn 86. Indra. Men have abstained from pouring juice. They count not Indra as a god. Where at the votary's door my friend Vrishakapi has drunk his fill. Supreme is Indra over all. You, Indra, heedless, pass by the ill Vrishakapi has wrought. Yet nowhere else you findest place wherein to drink the Soma juice. Supreme is Indra over all. What has he done to injure you, this tawny beast, Vrishakapi, with whom you are so angry now? What is the votary's foodful store? Supreme is Indra over all. Soon may the hound who hunts the boar seize him and bite him in the chariot, O Indra, that Vrishakapi, whom you protect as a friend, supreme is Indra over all. Kapi has marred the beauteous things, all deftly wrought, that were my joy. In pieces will I rend his head, the sinner's portion shall be wood. Supreme is Indra over all. No woman has ampler charms than I, or greater wealth of love's delights. none with more ardor offers all her beauty to her lord's embrace. Supreme is Indra over all. Mother whose love is quickly won, I say what truly will be, my breast, O mother, and my head, and both my hips seem quivering. Supreme is Indra over all. Dame with the lovely hands and arms, with broad hair plaits, add ample hips. Why, O you hero's wife, are you angry with our Vrishakapi? Supreme is Indra over all. This noxious creature looks on me as one bereft of hero's love. Yet heroes for my sons have I, the Marut's friend and Indra's queen. Supreme is Indra over all. From olden time, the matron goes to feast and general sacrifice. Mother of heroes, Indra's queen, the rites ordainer is extolled. Supreme is Indra over all. So have I heard Indrani called most fortunate among the dames. For never shall her consort die in future time through length of days. Supreme is Indra over all. Never, Indrani, have I felt joyful without my friend Vrishakapi, whose welcome offering here, made pure with water, goes to the gods. Supreme is Indra over all. Well thee, Vrishakapai, blessed with sons and consorts of your sons, Indra will eat your bulls, your dear oblation that effect much. Supreme is Indra over all. 15 in number, then for me a score of bullocks they prepare, and I devour the fat thereof. They fill my belly full with food. Supreme is Indra over all. Like as a bull with pointed horn, loud bellowing amid the herds, sweet to your heart, O Indra, is the brew which she who tends you pours. Supreme is Indra over all. He is not master whose penis hangs useless between his thighs. He is master for whose penis the hairy vulva gapes when it enters. Supreme is Indra over all. He is not master for whose penis the hairy vulva gapes when it enters. He is master whose penis hangs useless between his thighs. Supreme is Indra over all. O Indra, this Vrishakapi has found a slain wild animal, dresser and new-made pan and knife and wagon with a load of wood. Supreme is Indra over all. Distinguishing the Dasa and the Arya, viewing all, I go. I look upon the wise and drink the simple votary's soma juice. Supreme is Indra over all. The desert plains and steep descents, how many leagues in length they spread. Go to the nearest houses, go to your home, Vrishakapi. Supreme is Indra over all. Turn you again, Vrishakapi. We twain will bring you happiness. You go homeward on your way along this path which leads to sleep. Supreme is Indra over all. When, Indra and Vrishakapi, you travelled upward to your home, where was that noisome beast? To whom went it? The beast that troubles man. Supreme is Indra over all. Daughter of Manu, Parsu bore a score of children at a birth. Her portion truly was bliss, although her burden caused her grief. Hymn 87. Agni. I balm with ghee the mighty Raksha slayer. To the most famous friend I come for shelter. Enkindled, sharpened by our rites, may Agni protect us in the day and night from evil. O Jatavedas with the teeth of iron, enkindled with your flame, attack the demons. Seize with your tongue the foolish gods' adorers. Rend, put within your mouth the raw flesh-eaters. Apply your teeth, the upper and the lower, you who have both, enkindled and destroying. Roam also in the air, O King, around us, and with your jaws assail the wicked spirits. bending your shafts through sacrifices, Agni, wetting their points with song as if with whetstones, pierce to the heart therewith the Yatudhanas, and break their arms uplifted to attack you. Pierce through the Yatudhanas' skin, O Agni, let the destroying dart with fire consume him. Rend his joints, Jatavedas, let the eater of flesh, flesh-seeking, track his mangled body. Where now you see Agni, Jatavedas, one of these demons standing still or roaming or flying on those parts in air's mid-region, sharpen the shaft and as an archer pierce him. Tear from the evil spirit, Jatavedas, what he has seized and with his spears has captured. Blazing before him, strike him down, O Agni! Let spotted chariotry and eating kites devour him. Here tell this forth, O Agni, whosoever is he himself, or acts as a demon, him grasp, O you most youthful, with your fuel to the Mansir's eye, give him as booty. With keen glance, guard the sacrifice, O Agni, you sage, conducted onward to the Vasus. Let not the fiends, O man-beholder, harm you burning against the Rakshasas to slay them. Look on the fiend mid men, as man-beholder, rend you his three extremities in pieces. Demolish with your flame his ribs, O Agni, the Yatudhana's root destroy you triply. Thrice, Agni, let your noose surround the demon who with his falsehood injures holy order. Loud roaring with your flame, O Jatavedas, crush him and cast him down before the singer. Lead you, the worshipper, that eye, O Agni, wherewith you look on the hoof-armed demon. With celestial light in Atharvan's manner, burn up the foot who ruins truth with falsehood, Agni. What curse the pair this day have uttered, what heated word the worshippers have spoken, each arrowy taunt sped from the angry spirit, pierce to the heart therewith the Yatudhanas. With fervent heat, exterminate the demons, destroy the fiends with burning flame, O Agni, destroy with fire the foolish gods' adorers, blaze and destroy the insatiable monsters. May gods destroy this day the evildoer, may each hot curse of his return and blast him. Let arrows pierce the liar in his vitals, and Vishwa's net enclose the Yatudhana. The fiend who smears himself with flesh of cattle, with flesh of horses and of human bodies, who steals the milk cow's milk away, O Agni, tear off the heads of such with fiery fury. The cow gives milk each year, O man-regarder. Let not the Yatudhana ever taste it. If one would glut him with the beastings, Agni, pierce with your flame his vitals as he meets you. Let the fiends drink the poison of the cattle. May Aditi cast off the evildoers. May the god Savitar give them up to ruin and be their share of plants and herbs denied them. Agni, from days of old you slay demons. Never shall Rakshasas in fight overcome you. Burn up the foolish ones, the flesh devourers. Let none of them escape your heavenly arrow. Guard us, O Agni, from above and under. Protect us from behind us and before us, and may your flames, most fierce and never wasting, glowing with fervent heat, consume the sinner. From rear, from front, from under, from above us, O King, protect us as a sage with wisdom. Guard to old age your friend, O friend eternal. O Agni as immortal, guard us mortals. We set you round us as a fort, victorious Agni, you a sage of hero lineage, day by day, destroyer of our treacherous foes. Burn with your poison turned against the treacherous brood of Rakshasas, O Agni, with your sharpened glow, with lances armed with points of flame. Burn you the paired Kimidins, burn Agni the Yatudhana pairs. I sharpen you, infallible, with hymns. O sage, be vigilant. Shoot forth, O Agni, with your flame, demolish them on every side. Break you the Yatudhana strength, the vigor of the Rakshasa. Hymn 88. Agni. Dear, ageless sacrificial drink is offered in light discovering, heaven-pervading Agni. the God spread forth through his celestial nature, that he might bear the world up and sustain it. The world was swallowed and concealed in darkness, Agni was born, and light became apparent. The deities, the broad earth and the heavens, and plants and waters, gloried in his friendship. Inspired by gods who claim our adoration, I now will praise eternal lofty Agni, him who has spread abroad the earth with luster, this heaven and both the worlds and air's mid-region. Earliest priest whom all the gods accepted and chose him and anointed him with butter, he swiftly made all things that fly, stand, travel, all that has motion, Agni Jatavedas. Because you, Agni Jatavedas, stood at the world's head with your refulgent splendor, we sent you forth with hymns and songs and praises. You filled heaven and earth, God meet for worship. Head of the world is Agni in the night time, then as the sun at morn springs up and rises. Then to his task goes the prompt priest, foreknowing the wondrous power of gods who must be honored. Lovely is he who, kindled in his greatness, has shone forth, seated in the heavens refulgent. With resonant hymns, all gods who guard our bodies have offered up oblation in this Agni. First the gods brought the hymnal into being. Then they engendered Agni, then oblation. He was their sacrifice that guards our bodies. Him the heavens know, the earth, the waters know him. He, Agni, whom the gods have generated, in whom they offered up all worlds and creatures, he with his bright glow heated earth and heaven, urging himself right onward in his grandeur. Then by the Lord, the gods engendered Agni in heaven, who fills both worlds through strength and vigor. They made him to appear in threefold essence. He ripens plants of every form and nature. When the gods, whose due is worship, set him as Surya, son of Aditi, in heaven, when the pair, ever wandering, sprang to being, all creatures that existed looked upon them. For all the world of life, the gods made Agni Vaishvanara to be the day's bright banner. Him who has spread abroad the radiant mornings and, coming with his light, unveils the darkness. The wise and holy deities engendered Agni Vaishvanara, whom age never touches. The ancient star that wanders on forever, lofty and strong, Lord of the living being, we call upon the sage with holy verses, Agni Vaishvanara, the ever-beaming, who has surpassed both heaven and earth in greatness. He is a god below, a god above us. I have heard mention of two several pathways, ways of the fathers and of gods and mortals. On these two paths, each moving creature travels, each thing between the father and the mother. These two united paths bear him who journeys born from the head and pondered with the spirit. He stands directed to all things existing, hastening, unresting in his fiery splendor. Which of us twain knows where they speak together, upper and lower, of the two right leaders? Our friends have helped to gather our assembly. They came to sacrifice. Who will announce it? How many are the fires and suns in number? What is the number of the dawns and waters? Not jestingly I speak to you, O fathers, sages. I ask you this for information. As great as is the fair-winged morning's presence to him who dwells beside us, Matarishvan, is what the Brahman does when he approaches to sacrifice and sits below the Hotar. Hymn 89. Indra. I will extol the most heroic Indra, who with his might forced earth and sky asunder, who has filled all with width as man's upholder, surpassing floods and rivers in his greatness. Surya is he, throughout the wide expanses shall Indra turn him, swift as chariot wheels hither. Like a stream resting not, but ever active, he has destroyed with light the black-hued darkness. To him I sing a holy prayer, incessant, new, matchless, common to the earth and heaven, who marks, as they were backs, all living creatures. Never does he fail a friend, the noble Indra. I will send forth my songs in flow unceasing, like water from the ocean's depth to Indra, who to his chariot on both its sides securely has fixed the earth and heaven as with an axle, rousing with draughts the shaker, rushing onward, impetuous, very strong, armed as with arrows, is Soma. Forest trees and all the bushes deceive not Indra with their offered likeness. Soma has flowed to him whom naught can equal, the earth, the heavens, the firmament, the mountains. When heightened in his ire, his indignation shatters the firm and breaks the strong in pieces. As an axe fells the tree, so he slew Vritra, broke down the strongholds and dug out the rivers. He cleft the mountains like a new-made pitcher. Indra brought forth the kine with his companions. Wise are you, punisher of guilt, O Indra! The sword lops limbs, you smite down the sinner, the men who injure, as it were a comrade, the lofty dharma of Varuna and Mitra. Men who lead evil lives, who break agreements, and injure Varuna, Aryaman, and Mitra, against these foes, O mighty Indra, sharpen as furious death your bull of fiery color. Indra is sovereign lord of earth and heaven. Indra is lord of waters and of mountains. Indra is lord of prosperers and sages. Indra must be invoked in rest and effort. Vaster than days and nights, giver of increase, vaster than firmament and flood of ocean, vaster than bounds of earth and wind's extension, vaster than rivers and our lands is Indra. Forward, as herald of radiant morning, let your insatiate arrow fly, O Indra, and pierce, as it were a stone launched forth from heaven with hottest blaze, the men who love deception. Him truly the moons, the mountains followed, the tall trees followed, and the plants and herbage. Yearning with love, both worlds approached. The waters waited on Indra when he first had being. Where was the vengeful dart when you, O Indra, split the demon ever bent on outrage? When fiends lay there upon the ground, extended like cattle in the place of immolation? Those who are set in enmity against us, the Oganas, O Indra, grown mighty, let blinding darkness follow those our foemen, while these shall have bright shining nights to light them. May plentiful libations of the people and singing Rishi's holy prayers rejoice you, hearing with love this common invocation, come to us, pass by all those who praise you. O Indra, thus may we be made partakers of your new favors that shall bring us profit. Singing with love, may we the Vishvamitras win daylight even now through you, O Indra. Call we on Maghavan, auspicious Indra, best hero in the fight where spoil is gathered, the strong who listens, who gives aid in battles, who slays the Vratras, wins and gathers riches. Hymn 90. Purusha. A thousand heads has Purusha, a thousand eyes, a thousand feet. On every side pervading earth, he fills a space 10 fingers wide. This Purusha is all that yet has been, and all that is to be. The Lord of immortality, which grows greater still by food. So mighty is his greatness, yea, greater than this is Purusha. All creatures are 1/4 of him, 3/4 eternal life in heaven. With 3/4 Purusha went up, 1/4 of him again was here. Thence he strode out to every side over what eats not and what eats. From him Viraj was born. Again Purusha from Viraj was born. As soon as he was born, he spread eastward and westward over the earth. When gods prepared the sacrifice with Purusha as their offering, its ghee was spring, the holy gift was autumn, summer was the wood. They balmed as victim on the grass Purusha born in earliest time. With him the deities and all sadhyas and rishis sacrificed. From that great general sacrifice the dripping fat was gathered up. He formed the creatures of the air, and animals both wild and tame. From that great general sacrifice, richas and samahims were born. Therefrom were spells and charms produced. The yajus had its birth from it. From it were horses born. From it all cattle with two rows of teeth. From it were generated kine. From it the goats and sheep were born. When they divided Purusha, how many portions did they make? What do they call his mouth, his arms? What do they call his thighs and feet? The Brahman was his mouth. Of both his arms was the Rajanya made. His thighs became the Vaishya. From his feet the Shudra was produced. The moon was gendered from his mind. And from his eye the sun had birth. Indra and Agni from his mouth were born, and Vayu from his breath. Forth from his navel came mid-air, and sky was fashioned from his head, earth from his feet, and from his chariot the regions. Thus they formed the worlds. Seven fencing sticks had he, thrice seven layers of fuel were prepared, when the gods offering sacrifice bound as their victim Purusha. Gods sacrificing sacrificed the victim. These were the earliest holy ordinances. The mighty ones attained the height of heaven. There where the sadhyas, gods of old, are dwelling. Hymn 91. Agni. Brisk at the pace of Ila, hymned by men who wake, our own familiar friend is kindled in the house. Hotar of all oblation, worthy of our choice, Lord, beaming, trusty friend to one who loves him. He, excellent in glory, guest in every house, finds like a swift-winged bird a home in every tree. Benevolent to men, he scorns no living man. Friend to the tribes of men, he dwells with every tribe. Most sage with insight, passing skillful with your powers are you, O Agni, wise with wisdom, knowing all. As Vasu, you alone are lord of all good things, of all the treasures that the heavens and earth produce. Foreknowing well, O Agni, you in Ila's place have occupied your regular station balmed with ghee. Marked are your comings like the comings of the dawns, the rays of him who shines spotless as the sun. Your glories are as lightnings from the rainy cloud, marked, many-hued, like heralds of the dawn's approach, when loosed to wander over plants and forest trees, you cram by yourself your food into your mouth. Him duly coming as their germ, have plants received, this Agni have maternal waters brought to life. So in like manner do the forest trees and plants bear him within them, and produce him evermore. When sped and urged by wind, you spread you abroad, swift piercing through your food according to your will, thy never-ceasing blazes, longing to consume like men on chariots, Agni, strive on every side. Agni, the Hotar priest who fills the assembly full, waker of knowledge, chief controller of the thought, him, yea, none other than thyself, does man elect at sacrificial offerings, great and small alike. Hear, Agni, the arrangers, those attached to you, elect you as their priest, in sacred gatherings, when men with strewn clipped grass and sacrificial gifts offer you entertainment piously inclined. Yours is the herald's task and cleanser's duly timed. Leader are you and kindler for the pious man. You are director, you the ministering priest, you are the Brahman, lord and master in our home, when mortal man presents to you, immortal god, Agni, his fuel or his sacrificial gift, then you are his advaryu, hotar, messenger, call the gods and order the sacrifice. From us these hymns in concert have gone forth to him, these holy words, these richas, songs and eulogies, eager for wealth, to Jataveda's wanting wealth. When they have waxen strong, they please their strengthener. This newest eulogy will I speak forth to him, the ancient one who loves it. May he hear our voice. May it come near his heart and make it stir with love, as a fond well-dressed matron clings about her lord, he in whom horses, bulls, oxen and barren cows and rams, when duly set apart, are offered up to Agni, soma-sprinkled, drinker of sweet juice, disposer, with my heart I bring a fair hymn forth. Into your mouth is poured the offering, Agni, as soma into cup, ghee into ladle. Vouchsafe us wealth, strength-winning, blessed with heroes, wealth lofty, praised by men, and full of splendor. Hymn 92. Vishvadevas. I praise your charioteer of sacrifice, the lord of men, priest of the tribes, radiant guest of night. Blazing amid dry plants, snatching amid the green, the strong, the holy herald has attained to heaven. Him, Agni, gods and men have made their chief support, who drinks the ghee and completes the sacrifice. With kisses they caress the grandson of the red, like the swift ray of light, the household priest of dawn. Yea, we discriminate his and the niggard's ways, his branches evermore are sent forth to consume. When his terrific flames have reached the immortal's world, then men remember and extol the heavenly folk. For then the net of Dharma, Dios, and the wide expanse, earth, worship and devotion, meet for highest praise. Varuna, Indra, Mitra were of one accord, and Savitar and Bhaga, lords of holy might. Onward, with ever-roaming Rudra, speed the floods. Over Aramati, the mighty, have they run. With them, Parijman, moving round his vast domain, loud bellowing, bedews all things that are within. Straight away the Rudras, Maruts visiting all men, falcons of Dios, home-dwellers with the Asura, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, look on with these, and the swift-moving Indra with swift-moving gods. With Indra they have found enjoyment, they who toil in the light's beauty, in the very strong one's strength. The singers who in men's assemblies forged for him according to his due, his friend, the thunderbolt. Even as the sun's bay coursers has lie held in check, each one fears Indra as the mightiest of all. Unhindered from the air's vault thunders day by day, the loud triumphant breathing of the fearful bull. With humble adoration show this day your song of praise to mighty Rudra, ruler of the brave, with whom the eager ones, going their ordered course, he comes from heaven's self bright, auspicious, strong to guard. For these have spread abroad the fame of humankind, the bull Brihaspati, and Soma's brotherhood. Atharvan first by sacrifices made men sure. Through skill the Brighus were esteemed of all as gods. For these the earth and heaven with their abundant seed four-bodied Narashansa, Yama, Aditi, god Tvashtar wealth bestower, the Ribhukshans, Rodasi, Maruts, Vishnu claim and merit praise. And may he too give ear, the sage, from far away, the dragon of the deep, to this our yearning call. You, sun and moon, who dwell in heaven and move in turn, and with your thought, O earth and sky, observe this well. Dear to all gods, may Pushan guard the ways we go, the water's child, and Vayu help us to success. Sing praises for your great bliss, to wind the breath of all. You, Ashwins, prompt to hear this upon your way. With hymns of praise, we sing him who is throned as Lord over these fearless tribes, the self-resplendent one. We praise night's youthful Lord, benevolent to men, the foeless one, the free with all celestial dames. By reason of his birth here, Angiras first sang. The pressing stones upraised beheld the sacrifice, the stones through which the sage became exceeding vast, and the sharp axe obtains in fight the beauteous place. Hymn 93. Vishvadevas. Mighty are you, and far extended heaven and earth. Both worlds are evermore to us like two young dames. Guard us thereby from stronger foe. Guard us hereby to give us strength. In each succeeding sacrifice that mortal honors the gods, he who most widely known and famed for happiness invites them. You who are rulers over all, great is your sovereign power as gods. You all possess all majesty. All must be served in sacrifice. These are the joyous kings of immortality, Parijman, Mitra, Aryaman, and Varuna. What else is Rudra praised of men? The Maruts, Bhaga, Pushana. Come also to our dwelling, lords of ample wealth, common partakers of our waters, sun and moon, when the great dragon of the deep has settled down upon their floors. And let the Ashwins, lords of splendor, set us free, both gods and with their dharma, Mitra and Varuna. Through woes, as over desert lands, he speeds to ample opulence. Yea, let the Ashwins twain be gracious to us, even Rudras and all gods, Bhaga, Rathaspati, Parijman, Ribhu, Vaja, O lords of all wealth, Ribhukshans. Prompt is Ribhukshan, prompt the worshippers. Strong drink, may your fleet bay steeds, yours who speed on, approach. Not man's, but God's is sacrifice, whose psalm is unassailable. O God, Savitar, harmed by none, praised, give us a place among wealthy princes. With his chariot steeds, at once has our Indra guided the reins and the chariot of these men. To these men present here, O heaven and earth, to us grant lofty fame extending over all mankind. Give us a steed to win us strength, a steed with wealth for victory. This speaker, Indra, for you are our friend, wherever he may be, guard you, victor, for help, ever for help, thy wisdom, Vasu, prosper him. So have they strengthened this my hymn, which seems to take its bright path to the sun and reconciles the men. Thus forms a carpenter the yoke of horses not to be displaced, whose chariot seat has come again laden with wealth and bright with gold, lightly with piercing ends, as it were two ranks of heroes ranged for fight. This to Dusima Prithavana have I sung, to Vena, Rama, to the nobles and the king. They yoked 500, and their love of us was famed upon their way. Besides, they showed us 77 horses here. Tanva at once displayed his gift, Parthya at once displayed his gift, and straightway Mayava showed his. Hymn 94. Press Stones. Let these speak loudly forth. Let us speak out aloud. To the loud-speaking pressing stones address the speech. When rich with soma juice, stones of the mountain you, united, swift to Indra, bring the sound of praise. They speak out like 100, like 1,000 men. They cry aloud to us with their green-tinted mouths, while pious stones, they ply their task with piety, and even before the Hothar taste the offered food. Loudly they speak, for they have found the savory honey. They make a humming sound over the meat prepared. As they devour the branch of the red-colored tree, these, the well-pastured bulls, have uttered bellowings. They cry aloud with strong exhilarating drink, calling on Indra now, for they have found the honey. Bold with the sisters they have danced, embraced by them, making the earth re-echo with their ringing sound. The eagles have sent forth their cry aloft in heaven. In the sky's vault, the dark impetuous ones have danced, then downward to the nether stone's fixed place they sink, and splendid as the sun, effuse their copious stream. Like strong ones drawing, they have put forth all their strengths. The bulls harnessed together bear the chariot poles. When they have bellowed, panting, swallowing their food, the sound of their loud snorting is like that of steeds. To these who have 10 workers and a 10-fold girth, to these who have 10 yoke straps and 10 binding thongs, to these who bear 10 reins, the Eternal, sing you praise. To these who bear 10 chariot poles, 10 when they are yoked. These stones with 10 conductors, rapid in their course, with lovely revolution, travel round and round. They have been first to drink the flowing soma juice, first to enjoy the milky fluid of the stalk. These soma eaters kiss Indra's bay-colored steeds. Draining the stalk, they sit upon the ox's hide. Indra, when he has drunk soma meat drawn by them, waxes in strength, is famed, is mighty as a bull. Strong is your stalk. You truly never shall be harmed. You have refreshment. You are ever satisfied. Fair are you, as it were, through splendor of his wealth, his in whose sacrifice of stones you find delight. Bored deep, but not pierced through with holes are you, O stones, not loosened, never weary, and exempt from death. Eternal, undiseased, moving in sundry ways, unthirsting, full of ghee, void of all desire. Your fathers truly stand firm from age to age. They, loving rest, are not dissevered from their seat. Untouched by time, never lacking green plants and green trees, they with their voice have caused the heavens and earth to hear. This the stones proclaim when they are disjoined, and when, with ringing sounds, they move and drink the balm. Like tillers of the ground, when they are sowing seed, they mix the soma, nor devouring, minish it. They have raised high their voice for juice, for sacrifice, striking the mother earth as though they danced thereon. So loose you too his thought who has effused the sap, and let the stones which we are honouring be disjoined.
Hymn 95. Urvashi, Puru Ravas.
Ho there, my consort! Stay, you fierce-souled lady, and let us reason for a while together. Such thoughts as these of yours, while yet unspoken in days gone by, have never brought us comfort.
Urvashi.
What am I now to do with this your saying? I have gone from you like the first of mornings, Puru Ravas. Return you to your dwelling. I, like the wind, am difficult to capture. Like a shaft sent for glory from the quiver, or swift steed-winning cattle-winning hundreds, the lightning seemed to flash as cowards planned it, the minstrels bleated like a lamb in trouble. Giving her husband's father life and riches, from the near dwelling, when her lover craved her, she sought the home wherein she found her pleasure, accepting day and night her lord's embraces.
Thrice in the day did you embrace your consort, though coldly she received your fond caresses. To your desires, Puru Ravas, I yielded. so were you king, O hero of my body. The maids Sujurni, Shreni, Sumneapi, Charanyu, Granthini, and Hradechakshus, these like red kine have hastened forth the bright ones, and like milk cows have lowed in emulation. While he was born, the women sat down together. The rivers with free kindness gave him nurture. And then, Pururavas, the gods increased you for mighty battle to destroy the Dasyus. When I, a mortal, wooed to mine embraces these heavenly nymphs who laid aside their raiment, like a scared snake, they fled from me in terror, like chariot horses when the chariot has touched them. When loving these immortal ones, the mortal has converse with the nymphs as they allow him. Like swans, they show the beauty of their bodies, like horses in their play, they bite and nibble. She who flashed brilliant as the falling lightning brought me delicious presents from the waters. Now from the flood be born a strong young hero. May Urvashi prolong her life for ever. Your birth has made me drink from earthly milk kine. This power, Pururavas, have you vouchsafed me. I knew and warned you on that day. You would not hear me. What say you when naught avails you? When will the son be born and seek his father? Mourner-like, will he weep when first he knows him? Who shall divide the accordant wife and husband while fire is shining with your consort's parents? I will console him when his tears are falling. He shall not weep and cry for care that blesses. That which is yours, between us, will I send you. Go home again, you fool, you have not won me. Your lover shall flee forth this day for ever, to seek without return the farthest distance. Then let his bed be in destruction's bosom, and there let fierce rapacious wolves devour him. Nay, do not die, Pururavas, nor vanish. Let not the evil-omened wolves devour you. With women there can be no lasting friendship. Hearts of hyenas are the hearts of women. When amid men in altered shape I sojourned, and through four autumns spent the nights among them, I tasted once a day a drop of butter, and even now with that am I contented. I, her best love, call Urvashi to meet me, her who fills air and measures out the region. Let the gift brought by piety approach you, turn you to me again. My heart is troubled. Thus speak these gods to you, O son of Ila. As death has truly got you for his subject, thy sons shall serve the gods with their oblation, and you, moreover, shall rejoice in Swarg. Hymn 96. Indra. In the great synod will I praise your two bay steeds. I prize the sweet strong drink of you, the warrior god. His who pours lovely ghee, as it were, with yellow drops, let my songs enter you, whose form has golden tints. You who in concert sing to the gold-hued place, like bay steeds driving onward to the heavenly seat, for Indra lord you strength allied with tawny steeds, lord him whom cows content as twere with yellow drops. His is that thunderbolt of iron, golden-hued, gold-coloured, very dear and yellow in his arms, bright with strong teeth, destroying with its tawny rage. In Indra are set fast all forms of golden hue. As if a lovely ray were laid upon the sky, the golden thunderbolt spread out as in a race. That iron bolt with yellow jaw smote a he down. A thousand flames had he who bore the tawny hued. You, when praised by men who sacrificed of old, had pleasure in their reverence, O Indra golden-haired. All that befits your song of praise you welcome, the perfect pleasant gift, O golden-hued from birth. These two dear bays bring hither Indra on his chariot, thunder-armed, joyous, meet for celebration, to drink his fill. Many libations flow for him who loves them. To Indra have the gold-hued soma juices run. The gold-hued drops have flowed to gratify his wish. The yellow drops have urged the swift bays to the strong. He who speeds on with bay steeds, even as he lists, has satisfied his longing for the golden drops. At the swift draught the soma drinker waxed in might, the iron one with yellow beard and yellow hair. He, lord of tawny coursers, lord of fleet-foot mares, will bear his bay steeds safely over all distress. His yellow-colored jaws, like ladles, move apart. When for strength, he makes the yellow-tinted stir. When, while the bowl stands there, he grooms his tawny steeds. When he has drunk strong drink, the sweet juice that he loves. Yea, to the dear one's seat in homes of heaven and earth, the bay steed's lord has whinnied like a horse for food. Then the great wish has seized upon him mightily, and the beloved one has gained high power of life. You, comprehending with your might the earth and heaven, accept the dear hymn for ever new and new. O Asura, disclose you and make visible the cow's beloved home to the bright golden sun. O Indra, let the eager wishes of the folk bring you delightful, golden-visored on your chariot, that, pleased with sacrifice wherein 10 fingers toil, you may at the feast drink of our offered honey. Juices aforetime, lord of bays, you drank, and yours especially is this libation. Gladden you, Indra, with the honey-rich soma. Pour it down, ever mighty one, within you.
Hymn 97. Praise of Herbs.
Herbs that sprang up in time of old, 3 ages earlier than the gods, of these, whose hue is brown, will I declare the 100 powers and 7. You mothers have 100 homes, yea, and 1,000 are your growths. Do you, who have 1,000 powers, free this my patient from disease. Be glad and joyful in the plants, both blossoming and bearing fruit, plants that will lead us to success like mares who conquer in the race. Plants, by this name I speak to you, mothers, to you the goddesses. Steed, cow, and garment may I win. Win back your very self, O man. The holy fig tree is your home. Your mansion is the parna tree. Winners of cattle shall you be if you regain for me this man. He who has store of herbs at hand, like kings amid a crowd of men, physician is that sage's name, fiend-slayer, chaser of disease. Herbs rich in soma, rich in steeds, in nourishments, in strengthening power, all these have I provided here, that this man may be whole again. The healing virtues of the plants stream forth like cattle from the stall, plants that shall win me store of wealth, and save your vital breath, O man. Reliever is your mother's name, and hence restorers are you called. Rivers are you with wings that fly, keep far whatever brings disease. Over all fences have they passed, as steals a thief into the fold. The plants have driven from the frame whatever malady was there. When, bringing back the vanished strength, I hold these herbs within my hand, the spirit of disease departs ere he can seize upon the life. He, through whose frame, O plants, you creep member by member, joint by joint, from him you drive away disease like some strong arbiter of strife. Fly, spirit of disease, be gone with the blue jay and kingfisher, fly with the wind's impetuous speed, vanish together with the storm. Help every one the other, lend assistance each of you to each. All of you be accordant, give furtherance to this speech of mine. Let fruitful plants and fruitless, those that blossom and the blossomless, urged onward by Brihaspati, release us from our pain and grief. Release me from the curse's plague and woe that comes from Varuna. Free me from Yama's fetter, from sin and offense against the gods. When, descending from the sky, the plants flew earthward, thus they spoke, "No evil shall befall the man whom, while he lives, we pervade." Of all the many plants whose king is Soma, plants of hundred forms, you are the plant most excellent, prompt to the wish, sweet to the heart. O all you various herbs whose king is Soma, that overspread the earth, urged onward by Brihaspati, combine your virtue in this plant. Unharmed be he who digs you up, unharmed the man for whom I dig, and let no malady attack biped or quadruped of ours. All plants that hear this speech, and those that have departed far away, come all assembled and confer your healing power upon this herb. With Soma as their sovereign lord, the plants hold colloquy and say, "O king, we save from death the man whose cure a Brahman undertakes. Most excellent of all are you, O plant, your vassals are the trees, let him be subject to our power, the man who seeks to injure us." Hymn 98. The Gods. Devapi. Come, be you Mitra, Varuna, or Pushan, come, O Brihaspati, to mine oblation. With Maruts, Vasus, or Adityas, make you Parjanya pour for Shantanu his raindrops. Brihaspati. The god intelligent, the speedy envoy whom you have sent, has come to me, Devapi. Address yourself to me and turn you here. Within your lips will I put brilliant language. Devapi. Within my mouth, Brihaspati, deposit speech lucid, vigorous, and free from weakness, thereby to win for Shantanu the rainfall. The honey-rich drop from heaven has passed within it. Shantanu. Let the sweet drops descend on us, O Indra. Give us enough to lade 1,000 wagons. Sit to your hotar task, pay worship duly, and serve the gods, Devapi, with oblation. Knowing the gods' goodwill, Devapi, Rishi, the son of Rishtishena, sat as hotar. He has brought down from heaven's most lofty summit the ocean of the rain, celestial waters. Gathered together in that highest ocean, the waters stood by deities obstructed. They hurried down, set free by Arshtisena, in gaping clefts urged onward by Devapi. When, as chief priest for Shantanu, Devapi, chosen for Hotar's duty, prayed beseeching, graciously pleased Brihaspati, vouchsafed him a voice that reached the gods and won the waters. O Agni, whom Devapi Arshtisena, the mortal man, has kindled in his glory, delighting in him with all the gods together, urge on the sender of the rain, Parjanya. All ancient rishis with their songs approached you, even you, O much invoked, at sacrifices. We have provided wagon loads in thousands. Come to the solemn rite, Lord of Red Horses. The wagon loads, the 99,000, these have been offered up to you, O Agni, hero. With these increase your many bodies, and stimulated, send us rain from heaven. Give you these 90,000 loads, O Agni, to Indra, to the bull, to be his portion. Knowing the paths which deities duly travel, set mid the gods in heaven, Olana also. O Agni, drive afar our foes, our troubles, chase malady away, and wicked demons, from this air ocean, from the lofty heavens, send down on us a mighty flood of waters. Hymn 99. Indra. What, splendid one, loud-voiced, far-striding, do you, well-knowing, urge us to exalt with praises? What give we him? When his might dawned, he fashioned the Vritra-slaying bolt, and sent us waters. He goes to end his work
with lightning flashes. Wide is the seat his Asura glory gives him. With his companions, not without his brother, he quells Saptatha's magic devices. On most auspicious path he goes to battle, he toiled to win heaven's light, with full intent to gain it. He seized the 100-gated castle's treasure by craft, unchecked, and slew the lustful demons. Fighting for kind the prize of war, and roaming among the herd, he brings the young streams hither, where, footless, joined without a chariot to bear them, with jars for steeds, they pour their flood like butter. Bold, unsolicited for wealth, with Rudras he came, the blameless, having left his dwelling, came, seized the food of Vamra and his consort, and left the couple weeping and unsheltered. Lord of the dwelling, he subdued the demon who roared aloud, six-eyed and triple-headed, Thrita, made stronger by the might he lent him, struck down the boar with shaft, whose point was iron. He raised himself on high, and shot his arrow against the guileful and oppressive foeman, strong, glorious, manliest, for us he shattered the forts of Nahus when he slew the Dasyus. He, like a cloud that rains upon the pasture, has found for us the way to dwell in safety. When the hawk comes in body to the Soma, armed with his iron claws, he slays the Dasyus. He, with his potent friends, gave up the mighty, gave Sushna up to Kutsa for affliction. He led the lauded Kavi, he delivered Atka, as prey to him and to his heroes. He, with his gods who love mankind, the wondrous, giving like Varuna, who works with magic, was known, yet young, as guardian of the seasons. And he quelled Araru, four-footed demon. Through praises of him has Aushija Rijiswan burst, with the mighty's aid, the stall of Pipru. When the saint pressed the juice and shone as singer, he seized the forts and with his craft subdued them. So swiftly, Asura, for exaltation, has the great Vamraka come nigh to Indra. He will, when supplicated, bring him blessing. He has brought all food, strength, a happy dwelling. Hymn 100. Vishvadevas. Be like thyself, O Indra, strong for our delight. Here praised aid us, Maghavan, drinker of the juice. Savitar with the gods, protect us. Here you too, we ask for freedom and complete felicity. Bring swift for offering the snare that suits the time to the pure drinker Vayu, roaring as he goes. To him who has approached the draught of shining milk, we ask for freedom and complete felicity. May Savitar the god send us full life, to each who sacrifices, lives aright, and pours the juice, that we with simple hearts may wait upon the gods. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. May Indra evermore be gracious to us, and may King Soma meditate our happiness, even as men secure the comfort of a friend. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. Indra has given the body with its song and strength. Brihaspati, you are the lengthener of life. The sacrifice is Manu, Providence, our sire. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. Indra possesses might celestial, nobly formed. The singer in the house is Agni, prudent sage. He is the sacrifice in synod, fair, most near. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. Not often have we sinned against you secretly, nor, Vasus, have we openly provoked the gods. Not one of us, you gods, has won an alien shape. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. May Savitar remove from us our malady, and may the mountains keep it far away from where the press stone, as it sheds the honey, rings loudly forth. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. You Vasus, let the stone, the presser, stand erect, avert all enmities and keep them far remote. Our God to be adored is Savitar, this God. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. Eat strength and ghee in the pasture, kine, who are balmed at the reservoir and at the seat of Dharma. So let your body be our body's medicine. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. The singer fills the spirit. All men's love has he. Indra takes kindly care of those who pour the juice. For his libation is the heavenly udder full. We ask for freedom and complete felicity. Wondrous your spirit-filling light, triumphant your hosts, save from decay and are resistless. The pious votary by straightest pathway speeds to possess the best of all the cattle. Hymn 101 Vishvadevas. Wake with one mind, my friends, and kindle Agni, you who are many and who dwell together. Agni and Dadhikras and Dawn the goddess, you gods with Indra, I call down to help us. Make pleasant hymns, spin out your songs and praises, build you a ship equipped with oars for transport, prepare the implements, make all things ready, and let the sacrifice, my friends, go forward. Lay on the yokes and fasten well the traces. Formed is the furrow, sow the seed within it. Through song may we find bearing fraught with plenty. Near to the ripened grain, approach the sickle. Wise through desire of bliss from gods, the skillful bind the traces fast and lay the yokes on either side. Arrange the buckets in their place, securely fasten on the straps. We will pour forth the well that has a copious stream, fair flowing well that never fails. I pour the water from the well with pails prepared and goodly straps, unfailing, full with plenteous stream. Refresh the horses, win the prize before you, equip a chariot fraught with happy fortune, pour forth the well with stone wheel, wooden buckets, the drink of heroes, with the trough for armor. Prepare the cow stall, for there drink your heroes. Stitch you the coats of armor, wide and many. Make iron forts, secure from all assailants. Let not your pitcher leak, stay it securely. Here for help I turn the holy heavenly mind of you, the holy gods, that longs for sacrifice. May it pour milk on us, even as a stately cow who, having sought the pasture, yields a thousand streams. Pour golden juice within the wooden vessel. With stone-made axes, fashion you and form it. Embrace and compass it with tenfold girdle, and to both chariot poles attach the chariot horse. Between both poles the chariot horse goes pressed closely, as in his dwelling moves the doubly wedded. Lay in the wood the sovereign of the forest, and sink the well, although you do not dig it. Indra is he, O men, who gives us happiness. Sport, urge the giver of delight to win us strength. Bring quickly down, O priests, hither to give us aid, to drink the soma, Indra, son of Nishtigri. Hymn 102 Indra. For you may Indra boldly speed the chariot that works on either side. Favor us much invoked in this most glorious fight against the raiders of our wealth. Loose in the wind the woman's robe was streaming when she won a chariot load worth 1,000. The charioteer in fight was Mudgalani. She, Indra's dart, heaped up the prize of battle. O Indra, cast your bolt among assailants who would slaughter us, the weapon both of Dasa and of Arya foe, keep far away, O Maghavan. The bull in joy had drunk a lake of water. His shattering horn encountered an opponent. Swiftly in vigorous strength, eager for glory, he stretched his forefeet, seeking success and triumph. They came anear the bull. They made him thunder, made him pour rain down ere the fight was ended, and Mudgala,
thereby won in the contest well-pastured kine in hundreds and in thousands. In hope of victory, that bull was harnessed. Casey, the driver, urged him on with shouting, as he ran swiftly with the chariot behind him, his lifted heels pressed close on Mudgalani. Deftly for him he stretched the chariot pole forward, guided the bull thereto, and firmly yoked him. Indra vouchsafed the lord of cows his favour. With mighty steps the buffalo ran onward. Touched by the goad, the shaggy beast went nobly, bound to the pole by the yoke's thong of leather. Performing deeds of might for many people, he, looking on the cows, gained strength and vigour. Here look upon this mace, this bull's companion, now lying midway on the field of battle. Therewith has Mudgala, in ordered contest, won for cattle for himself 100,000. Far is the evil. Who has here beheld it? Hither they bring the bull whom they are yoking. To this they give not either food or water. Reaching beyond the pole, it gives directions. Like one forsaken, she has found a husband, and teemed as if her breast were full and flowing. With swiftly racing chariot may we conquer, and rich and blessed be our gains in battle. You, Indra, are the mark whereon the eyes of all life rest, when you, a bull who drive with your bull, will win the race together with your weakling friend. Hymn 103. Indra. Swift, rapidly striking, like a bull who sharpens his horns, terrific, stirring up the people with eyes that close not, bellowing, sole hero, Indra subdued at once 100 armies. With him loud roaring, ever watchful, victor, bold, hard to overthrow, rouser of battle, Indra the strong, whose hand bears arrows, conquer you warriors now, now vanquish in the combat. He rules with those who carry shafts and quivers, Indra, who with his band rings hosts together, foe-conquering, strong of arm, the soma drinker, with mighty bow, shooting with well-laid arrows. Brihaspati, fly with your chariot here, slayer of demons, driving off our foemen. Be you protector of our chariots, destroyer, victor in battle, breaker up of armies. Conspicuous by your strength, firm, foremost fighter, mighty and fierce, victorious, all-subduing, the son of conquest, passing men and heroes, kine winner, mount your conquering chariot, O Indra. Cleaver of stalls, kine winner, armed with thunder, who quells an army and with might destroys it, follow him, brothers, quit yourselves like heroes, and like this Indra, show your zeal and courage. Pierce the cow stalls with surpassing vigour, Indra, the pitiless hero, wild with anger, victor in fight, unshaken and resistless, may he protect our armies in our battles. Indra, guide these. Brihaspati, precede them, the gift and the sacrifice, and Soma. And let the banded Maruts march in forefront of heavenly hosts that conquer and demolish. Ours be the potent host of mighty Indra, King Varuna and Maruts and Adityas. Uplifted is the shout of gods who conquer, high-minded gods who cause the worlds to tremble. Bristle you up, O Maghavan, our weapons, excite the spirits of my warring heroes, urge on the strong steed's might, O Vritra slayer, and let the din of conquering chariots go upward. May Indra aid us when our flags are gathered, victorious be the arrows of our army. May our brave men of war prevail in battle, you gods, protect us in the shout of onset. Bewildering the senses of our foemen, seize you their bodies and depart, O Apva. Attack them, set their hearts on fire and burn them, so let our foes abide in utter darkness. Advance, O heroes, win the day. May Indra be your sure defense, exceeding mighty be your arms, that none may wound or injure you.
Hymn 104.
Indra.
Soma has flowed for you, invoked of many. Speed to our sacrifice with both your coursers. To you have streamed the songs of mighty singers, imploring, Indra, drink of our libation. Drink of the juice which men have washed in waters, and fill you full, O Lord of tawny horses. O Indra, hearer of the Lord, with Soma which stones have mixed for you, enhance your rapture. To make you start, a strong true draught I offer to you, the bull, O you whom bay steeds carry. Here take delight, O Indra, in our voices, while you are hymned with power and all our spirit. O mighty Indra, through your aid, your prowess, obtaining life, zealous and skilled in order, men in the house who share the sacred banquet stand singing praise that brings them store of children. Through your directions, Lord of tawny coursers, yours who are firm, splendid, and blessed, the people obtain most liberal aid for their salvation, and praise you, Indra, through your excellencies. Lord of the bays, come with your two bay horses, come to our prayers to drink the juice of Soma. To you comes sacrifice which you accept. You, skilled in holy rites, are he who gives. Hymn of 1,000 powers, subduing foemen, Maghavan praised with hymns and pleased with Soma, even him our songs approach, resistless Indra, the adorations of the singer praise him. The way to bliss for gods and man you found, Indra, 7 lovely floods, divine, untroubled, by which you, rending forts, did move the ocean, and 99 flowing streams of water. You from the curse did free the mighty waters, and as their only God did watch and guard them. O Indra, cherish evermore your body with those which you have won in quelling Vritra. Heroic power and noble praise is Indra, yea, the song worships him invoked of many. Vritra he quelled and gave men room and freedom. Shakra, victorious, has conquered armies. Call we on Maghavan, auspicious Indra, best hero in this fight where spoil is gathered, the strong who listens, who gives aid in battles, who slays the Vratras, wins and gathers riches. Hymn 105. Indra. When, Vasu, will you love the praise? Now let the channel bring the stream. The juice is ready to ferment. He whose two bay steeds harnessed well, swerving, pursue the bird's tail plumes, with rowing manes, like heaven and earth, he is the Lord with power to give. Bereft of skill is Indra, if, like some out-wearied man, he fears the sinner when the mighty has prepared himself for victory. Indra with these drives round until he meets with one to worship him. Indra is master of the pair who snort and swerve upon their way, borne onward by the long-maned steeds who stretch themselves as for food. The god who wears the helm defends them with his jaws. The mighty sang with lofty ones, the hero fashioned with his strength, like skilful Matariswan, with his power and might, the bolt, which pierced at once the vitals of the Dasyu, easy to be slain, with jaw uninjured, like the wondrous firmament. Grind off our sins. With song will we conquer the men who sing no hymns. Not easily are you pleased with prayerless sacrifice. When threefold flame burns high for you to rest on poles of sacrifice, you with the living rejoice in the self-bright ship. Your glory was the speckled cup, your glory was the flawless scoop, with which you pour into your receptacle, as hundreds
O immortal god have sung to you, so has Sumitra, yea, Durmitra praised you here. When you helped Kutsa's son, when Dasyus fell, yea, helped Kutsa's darling, when the Dasyus died.
Hymn 106 Ashwins.
This very thing you twain hold as your object. You weave your songs as skillful men weave garments. That you may come united, have I waked you. You spread out food like days of lovely weather. Like two plough bulls, you move along in traces, and seek, like eager guests, your bidder's banquet. You are like glorious envoys mid the people, like bulls approach the place where you are watered. Like the two pinions of a bird connected, like two choice animals, you have sought our worship. Bright as the fire the votary has kindled, you sacrifice in many a spot as roamers. You are our kinsmen, like two sons, two fathers, strong in your splendor, and like kings for conquest. Like rays for our enjoyment, lords to feed us, you, like quick bearers, have obeyed our calling. You are like two pleasantly moving, well-fed hills, like Mitra and Varuna, the two bestowers of felicity, voracious, possessors of infinite wealth, happy, like two horses, plump with fodder, abiding in the firmament, like two rams are you to be nourished with sacrificial food, to be cherished with oblations. You are like two mad elephants, bending their forequarters and smiting the foe, like the two sons of Nitosa destroying foes and cherishing friends. You are bright as two waterborne jewels. Do you, who are victorious, render my decaying mortal body free from decay? Fierce Ashwins, like two powerful heroes, you enable this moving, perishable mortal frame to cross over to the objects of its destination as over water. Extremely strong like the Ribhus, your chariot attained its destination, swift as the wind. It pervaded everywhere, it dispensed riches. With your bellies full of the soma, like two saucepans, preservers of wealth, destroyers of enemies, you are armed with hatchets, moving like two flying birds with forms like the moon, attaining success through the mind, like two laudable beings, you are approaching the sacrifice. Like giants, you will find firm ground to stand on in depths, like feet for one who fords a shallow. Like chariots, you will attend to him who orders. You too enjoy our wondrous work as sharers. Like toiling bees, you bring to us your honey as bees into the hide that opens downward. May we increase the Lord and gain us vigor. Come to our song, you whom one chariot carries. Filled be our kine with ripened honey like glory. Bhutansa has fulfilled the Ashwin's longing.
Hymn 107 Dakshina.
These men's great bounty has been manifested, and the whole world of life set free from darkness. Great light has come, vouchsafed us by the fathers. Apparent is the spacious path of guerdon. High up in heaven abide the guerdon givers. They who give steeds dwell with the sun for ever. They who give gold are blessed with eternal life. They who give robes prolong their lives, O Soma. Not from the niggards, for they give not freely, comes meed at sacrifice, God's satisfaction. Yea, many men with hands stretched out with guerdon present their gifts, because they dread dishonor. These who observe mankind regard oblation as streamy vayu and light-finding arka. They satisfy and give their gifts in synod, and pour in streams the seven-mothered gift. He who brings gift comes as first invited. Chief of the hamlet comes the gift-bearer.
Him I account the ruler of the people, who was the first to introduce.